This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Thanks for joining me. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotion. St. Augustine was an early Christian theologian and writer whose writings still have an influence in church thinking today. He was baptized, he became a priest, a bishop, a famous Catholic writer, founder of religious priests, and is one of the greatest saints that ever lived. He became a very devout and charitable man too. On the wall of the room in his home, he had a sentence written in large letters: "Here we do not speak evil of anyone." St. Augustine, he overcame strong heresies, he practiced great poverty, he helped the poor, preached very often. In his younger life, though, he rejected Christianity. He spent quite a wild youth, and his mother, whose name was Monica, prayed for his conversion to the Christian faith every day. He's still quoted today, and I'm interested in some of his thoughts. I guess the best known of his writings is the prayer, "You have made us for yourself, O God, and our hearts are restless until they rest in you." And another is an article he talks about prayer, something that caught my attention, actually. It's a simple statement: pray for a happy life. And maybe from his own personal experience, he knew he wasn't happy until submitting his life to God. Pray for a happy life. Most of us, if we pray for a happy, successful life. It does make sense. It was William Barclay who wrote the prayer, "Dear God, give us a spirit which can enjoy life and which can help others enjoy it as well." And I believe that God wants to give us a happy life. The problem is, what is happiness? I mean, do we agree with God's definition of happiness? Our human nature can be our own worst enemy, the biggest inhibitor to happiness. We're all born, the Bible says, into sin. So we are sinners from birth. We need to be born again. And Jesus gives us the chance to change. And we call that change conversion. Because life can be maddening and frustrating at times. Happiness and contentment might seem unachievable in our wildest dreams. Have you ever wondered how we're able to be happy? Is it a gift from God? Well, in Jesus Christ, we find joy and happiness. The problem is many people try to substitute other things than Jesus to make them happy, perhaps hobbies or jobs or wealth. But this is only for a moment. It was Charles Spurgeon, the old-time preacher, who said a long time ago, "It's not how much we have, but how much we enjoy that makes happiness." And Ecclesiastes 3 in the Old Testament, verses 12 to 13, it says, "There's nothing better for us than to be joyful and to do good throughout our lives." Fanny Crosby wrote more than 8,000 hymns. And this remarkable lady lost her sight when she was only 6 weeks old. And she lived into her 90s, composing thousands of well-loved hymns. And when she turned 92, she said, "If in all the world you can find a happier person than I am, do bring that person to me. I'd like to shake his hand." So here was an astounding confession. How can you go through 92 years blind and still be happy? Well, she knew the answer to that. She had an anchor in God, regardless of her blindness. Most of us rely on our day-to-day life to be happy. How much better it is to believe the Bible. It was the psalmist, Psalm 16:11, "You, O Lord, direct me in the path that leads to a beautiful life. As I walk with you, the pleasures are never-ending, and I know true joy and contentment." Some time ago, a man and his son decided to find out the secret of happiness. So they turned the computer on and typed in the words "true happiness," and comes back the answer, "No documents match the search." In other words, the computer indicated that true happiness could not be found. How do we find it? In Jesus Christ, we find a deep happiness that stays with us. I guess we could say it's more contentment, regardless of what's going on. Happiness is based upon our response to the circumstances of life. So let's say with the psalmist, "This is the day that the Lord has made." Let's be happy. Let's be rejoice. Let's rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, dear Lord, that today we can find the inner strength and inner peace. May that be so today. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.